Last year, 89 on-duty firefighters died in the U.S., but fires that kill several firefighters at once are relatively rare. Jack Watts is director of the Fire Safety Institute in Middlebury, Vermont. He's been a firefighter, a fire investigator, and a fire engineer, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Andrea.
Jack Watts, we all know that fighting fires is a risky business, but a very basic question, how dangerous is firefighting today?
Firefighting is very different from most other occupations. It involves people who are quick thinking and quick reacting, and their primary purpose is to save people and save property. It's perhaps a little bit like lion taming.
And it, including mining, I understand firefighting and mining are similar in that they're just extremely dangerous, no matter how well people prepare.
There are a lot of very dangerous occupations. Firefighting, I think, is a little bit different in that the people that are involved are attempting to perform a social service, and the employment is secondary to their objective of performing that service.
Jack Watts, this is certainly one of the worst incidents we've seen in terms of losing firefighters. What have we learned from past tragedies?
We, as a species, the human race tends to focus on calamities, and the worse the event, the more we focus on it and investigate it. And I think there will be major changes stemming from the investigation of this fire in terms of the type of fuel that can be available in buildings and the tactics that firefighters will use and employ, and how we deal or try to predict this kind of very tragic situation.
But it seems like there's so much that's not predictable. I mean, how do firefighters prepare for the unknown in a situation like this?
Well, I think that when we have the investigation, we will be able to say that this fire was predictable, but fire is the least understood common phenomena, and there are many, many variables that can come into play in terms of the chemistry of the material that's burning, the arrangement of the material that's burning, what protection is provided, the tactics of the firefighter, the construction of the building. All of these factors have a great variety of possible contributions to this type of situation.
From what we know, and from just hearing Adam Hochberg reporting from the region, we know that there was no sprinkler system, that the building was a large warehouse full of stuffed furniture. What do you think might be some of the lessons here?
Well, we've known for a long time that upholstered furniture can be very hazardous. The state of California has had legislation specifying the flammability of upholstered furniture and its contribution to fires in residences. The National Association of State Fire Marshals has petitioned the Consumer Product Safety Commission to adopt similar legislation for the rest of the country. And while that focuses on individual occupants' apartments,
we're going to have to cut you off there. Jack Watts is the director of the Fire Safety Institute. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Andrea.